Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 14th day of September. And this is where I pray through scripture verse by verse, and it's such a privilege. Thank you for putting your earbuds in and listening to this. I really appreciate you. And also to all those, shout out to all those who are listening on their Alexa skills. Hi, Susie May. I know this is what you listen to every morning, so I'm glad to say hey to you. Hey, today we are in Nehemiah chapter 2 in the New Revised Standard Version. And as I've said before, this is one of my favorite books, so it's been really a joy to read it to you so far. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was served to him, I carried the wine and gave it to the king. Now, I had never been sad in his presence before, so the king said to me, "Why is your face sad since you are not sick? This can only be sadness of the heart." Then I was very much afraid. I said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my ancestors' graves, lies waste and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. Then I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor with you, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my ancestors' graves, so that I may rebuild it." The king said to me, the queen also was sitting beside him, "How long will you be gone, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a date. Then I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me to the governors of the province beyond the river, that they may grant me passage until I arrive in Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, directing him to give me timber to make beams for the gates of the temple fortress, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall occupy." And the king granted me what I asked, for the gracious hand of my God was upon me. Then I came to the governors of the province of beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent officers of the army and cavalry with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard this, it displeased them greatly that someone had come to seek the welfare of the people of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there for 3 days. Then I got up during the night, and I and a few men with me. I told no one what God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem. The only animal I took was the animal I rode. I went out by night by the valley gate, past the dragon spring, into the dung gate, and I inspected the walls of Jerusalem that had been broken down and its gates that had been destroyed by fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the animal I was riding to continue. So I went up by way of the valley by night and inspected the wall. Then I turned back and entered the valley gates and so returned. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, and the rest that were to do the work. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned? Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace." I told him that the hand of my God had been gracious upon me and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, "Let us start building." So they committed themselves to the common good. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they mocked and ridiculed us, saying, "What is this that you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?" Then I replied to them, "The God of heaven is the one who will give us success. And we, his servants, are going to start building. But you have no share or claim or historic right in Jerusalem." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the example of Nehemiah, that before he even spoke to the king, he prayed to you. And when he replied back to his enemies, he said, "The God of heaven is the one who will give us success." So he didn't attribute the success to the king, but to the King of Kings. And so, Lord, we take that lesson to heart. We don't say, "Oh, the victory has become ours because we did a bunch of cool stuff and we're so awesome." No, the victory belongs to you. You are the one that causes the victory. And Lord, thank you for just the mind of Nehemiah, who assessed a situation before he decided to tackle it. And Lord, I pray that we would have that same kind of ability today, that we would estimate how much it would cost to build the tower, as Jesus talked about in the New Testament, in the Gospels, so that we know what it costs before we begin building. Lord, help us to be wise in that way. Lord, thank you so much that the king, who is very powerful and who knew his place in society and could have done any number of things, but he bent to your will. And so, Lord, we also pray for our rulers today, who those who are heads of nations and states and counties and cities. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for them in our own locale, that they would, even though they may have a semblance of power, that they would bend the knee to you and that justice would happen under their reign. And so, Lord, we lift up all those leaders, and we also lift up ourselves, that we would be citizens who love you and cause the flourishing of the place where we live. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can write a review or give it some stars. I really like stars. And wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the Alexa skill or in Spotify or however you listen to podcasts, it just helps more people find it. Also, if you're listening from a country other than the United States, I'd love to hear from you and how you found out about this podcast. It's always really encouraging to hear how God has brought the Pray Every Day internationally. So you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. All right, you guys have a great day, and thank you for valuing the Word of God and our words to God in prayer.